This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming. But when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 4th day of July, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have a fundraiser going on at Republic Broadcasting, a pledge drive, if you will. If you would search your heart and consider what you need to be donating to Republic Broadcasting, I urge you to do so. And to make your donation, here's an 800 number you can call. It's 800-724-2719. I say again, 800-724-2719. You can go to Republic Broadcasting's website and make a donation there. Or you can send a check or money order by mail to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, zip code 78664. I say again slowly, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We had a great J.R. Moore radio show meetup last night, and everybody got a lot out of it. It was a lot of fun, as always. Prepper tip of the day. I have an ongoing and serious concern about the threat, what I consider a clear and present danger of electromagnetic pulse, against the United States of America. If you have not seen the TV miniseries titled America, spelled with a K, I urge you to do so. It's on YouTube. What they leave out of the miniseries is the prologue in the book, the novel that the miniseries is based on. My webmaster, Tim Spencer, has written out the prologue, and it's on my website. You can watch, you can read it there. The they never say in the miniseries what caused the United States to be taken over by Russia. How did that happen? Well, the prologue gives the answer. It was an electromagnetic pulse attack. And of course, this was 1985, 29 years ago. A couple of books you may want to read. They're both novels, but they're very well written. The first one is titled One Second After by William Fortune. It's F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Sierra, Tango, Charlie, Hotel, Echo, November. And the other one is Grid Down, Reality Bites by Bruce Hemming, my friend Bruce Buckshot Hemming. Both very well done and very realistic. We do have patients waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Before I get to Ann, we celebrate this day every year, the fourth day of July. On this day, in 1776, a document was signed titled the Declaration of Independence. Actually, about two dozen copies. I don't know how many the scribes made that day. It was around 20 or so, maybe 24, not that it matters. All original copies of the Declaration of Independence. I had the opportunity to visit the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and see one of those copies, which is in a steel container with very thick glass, special lighting so it won't fade the document. And I stood there and read the Declaration of Independence. It was a very special moment in my life. Now, here's where it gets interesting. For all of you who have youngsters, or children, or grandchildren in public schools right now in the United States, they will probably graduate after 12 years of this public school, and if they would happen to visit the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and walk up to that precious document in that steel container with glass, they won't be able to read it. They may as well be looking at Egyptian hieroglyphics. They won't be able to read the Declaration of Independence because these youngsters are not being taught to read cursive writing. I think that is wrong. I think it is tragic. I think it is something that we can get our teeth into and change at the local level. Many people listening to this show tend to be political activists of some kind, some way. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is very real. We are graduating children from our public schools that cannot walk up to the Declaration of Independence, look at it, and read it. That is tragic. That's the foundation that everything we do is based on here in this country in terms of government. I think it is wrong, it is tragic, and it needs to be corrected. We do have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist, Ann is an engineer, and she pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John, and I concur with you 100%. I don't know if it's a plot, but it certainly is not a good thing.
Plot or not, I mean, that's a rabbit trail. The facts speak for themselves. That's what we've done to ourselves. Now, another question, Ann, you know, you've gone to college, I've gone to college, many of our listeners. How in the world are you going to take notes in college if you can't use cursive writing? I mean, you're going to try to sit there and print? You know? Seriously, you know?
I certainly don't know all the answers, and...
There is no answer. You won't be able to take notes in college. You can't print nearly as fast as you can write using cursive writing. Not even close. Maybe half the speed. Anyway, Ann, I don't know what you've been paying attention to this past week, but these youngsters coming up from Central and South America are bringing with them all kinds of diseases, drug-resistant tuberculosis, variants of measles never seen before in this country, scabies. It's just a long list of very dangerous, possibly fatal diseases. We got a break, and we'll get back after the break. Stay tuned.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right, we're back. Well, Cover 6 Gear has the new product I've been waiting for them to publicly announce. It's the outside-the-waistband Kydex holsters. Now, I've seen any number of this style of holster from other manufacturers. The difference between most of those and the Cover 6 Gear outside-the-waistband holsters is the size and the bulk. Cover 6 Gear has engineered these holsters to be as small and compact as possible. I got a photograph here of a full-size semi-automatic pistol in the Kydex holster. they really have done quite a job engineering these, I have to admit. They start out with 0.080 mil thick kydex, and they mold it for each specific pistol. You can get the details at cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. They're ready to take orders on these new holsters, so here's the number. If you want to, and of course, it is a national holiday. Don't call till Monday. Error code 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. And Ann, what's on the top of your list that you're looking at?
Well, I think that this influx of South Americans, I mean, it's just this, it's tragic in so many ways. And I heard that they were bringing in H1N1. Now, you know,
yes,
H1N1.
That's been verified, yes.
And I heard that they put about 60 of these juveniles into quarantine altogether. You know, they don't have the facilities to separate out the well from the sick.
Right.
And we know that H1N1 originated in Mexico and southern Mexico. And so we can expect it to, I think we can expect it to impact that not only the Border Patrol people and their family, but also the communities, because I'm understanding that these people are being released. They're giving them bus tickets and telling them to report to an immigration center within so many days. So they're spreading out across the country.
Right. Right. Well, the federal government was advertising to hire people to escort these youngsters 6 months ago, before this influx began.
Oh, well,
that?
Maybe that's what brought them up here.
Well, there's somebody or some entity is in Guatemala and Honduras and those places in Central America. Spreading information among these illiterate people that if these children can get to the United States, they can stay. And these people are living in dirt poor poverty, in homes with no running water. And many of them have never seen a flush toilet, let alone know how to use one. And they see an opportunity for our prosperity. And so forth, if they can get to this country, this is all a contrived event. And young people, 8, 9, and 10 years old, can't travel hundreds of miles without a lot of help. That simply can't happen. So it's a contrived event with a specific goal in mind, and probably several goals. They're playing on the heartstrings and emotions of most Americans most of the time, who are compassionate people who want to see youngsters properly cared for.
Well, the other group that we brought in, the other groups that we brought in were refugees from Southeast Asia, and they had to pay like $5 million to come in, and they had to agree to spend $1 million on building a business and employing so many people during the first 5 years. So, you know, I came out of Southern California, and that's what they were doing there.
Well, that would have been the elite out of South Vietnam.
We're definitely not getting the elite out of Central America.
Oh, no, the elite stay home. They don't, you know, they've got all the amenities. And, you know, don't fool yourself. In places like Guatemala and Honduras and so forth, there is an elite population who have all the amenities that you would find in Manhattan. You know, who's the people coming up here are barefoot peasants who can't read and write their own language, let alone any other language. I jokingly refer to myself as a barefoot peasant here in the Ozarks, but these are serious barefoot peasants who are illiterate and carrying diseases with them. It's a very serious matter, Ann.
Well, I agree it's a very serious matter. I just, you know, it's so far out of my everyday life that a mother would abandon her children to send them with gangs almost 2,000 miles.
It's desperation is what it is. It's absolute desperation. If you're say your 25-year-old mother with a 12-year-old child, these people, they breed pretty quickly. Having a child every generation is about 15 years instead of 25 years. And by the time you're 25, you come to realize that you're living in desperate poverty, and you have enough knowledge through television and movies to know that there is another way to live. And your child may have a chance, albeit not that great a chance, but a chance to have a healthy life with some prosperity if they can survive that trip to get into the United States.
Well, again, this is just so far, I could see entrusting your child to a relative, maybe, but I just couldn't do it. I would have to be with my son or my children. So, I don't know, this thing is just, yes, they're bringing, but we're getting diseases coming up from the south anyway because of the change in the climate. We have armadillos now in Missouri. They
That's used right.
to come up as far as Texas.
Well, right.
They found them in St. Charles County, so we know they can swim because they crossed on the bridge because they're on the other side of the Missouri River now. They're north of the Missouri River.
Oh, they're north of the Missouri River now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we call them in my neighborhood, we call armadillos illegal aliens. And we shoot, it's a shoot on site animal.
Apparently, speaking of shoot on site, the government has released $20 million to the states that are infested with feral swine, feral cage. And I heard that there were shoot-on-site posters.
The Missouri, and I've seen them, it kind of surprised me. The Missouri Conservation Commission has published shoot-on-site billboards, of all things.
Oh, billboards. Okay.
Yeah, I've only seen one, but they do publish. They do have publications. Shoot on site for wild pigs, and a newborn pig can have its own pigs in less than a year, so they become prolific very quickly. They're very destructive and very dangerous. A wild boar will take down a man and kill him. It's a shoot-on-site matter. They're within line of sight from where I live, 10 to 15 miles at the most. None have been sighted in my immediate neighborhood, but once they are, we will be walking around here at my place with 30-caliber rifles to be able to kill these things if we happen to come upon one. I wouldn't trust a pistol to kill one. They're simply not powerful enough. They're large, dangerous animals, and they're difficult to kill.
Close to one. To kill it with a pistol.
A pistol big enough to do that would be not comfortable to carry. Maybe a headshot might do it, but I want a rifle.
Yeah.
Or a 12-gauge with a slug. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Why does a U.S. orthodontist make more than some CEOs? You get that dental bill and you'll know. Implants, partial or full bridge, the kids need braces? Fractions of U.S. prices. Balloon angioplasty for heart patients in the U.S. is $50,000. Thailand, under $7,000. Heart bypass, joint and hip replacement, cancer, many procedures under the price of your Obamacare deductible and copay. Don't risk bankruptcy. Hit us up now. We'll show you how at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It's Friday, the 4th day of July. Freeze-dry guy still has the remaining stock of long-range patrol rations for sale. You can get the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. He also has some other things you may not be aware of. For example, bug-out bags, backpacks already pre-packed, ready to go. You may have a youngster or a grandchild going off to college in a couple of months. What a great gift for a youngster going off to college some distance from their home. A pre-packed bug-out bag ready to go. Or Freeze Dry Guy's Freeze Dry Guy Club that you can join. You can determine what kind of food and how much you want each month and put it on automatic pilot, so to speak, so that that's delivered to your door by that big brown UPS truck every month with a Freeze Dry Guy Club. You can get all the details at his website, freezedryguy.com. The toll-free auto line, which you can call Monday, which is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. We got a caller on hold here, and that caller is Mike in South Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Mike. It's Mike in North Carolina, John.
North Carolina. Well, yeah. My engineer said north.
So. Well, listen, the reason why I'm giving you a call, you made a remark about the educational system before, about reading.
Yes, yes sir.
So it's worse than that. I got a friend that has... a number of children in school, what it amounts to, his grandchildren and things are living with him and he's got to take care of them. But anyhow, in one of the classes, they have not had a math teacher for the past year. And yet they're going to be graduated on to the next level as if they had had a math teacher.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just bringing that one point up. Yeah, I was just talking to him about it just this past week and again yesterday. And at any rate, this is turning out to be typical. Everything that you were saying about how the kids can't communicate, how they can't do things, I'm picking up from him and other parents the exact same thing that you and Ann were talking about there. So I just thought I'd give you some backup there.
Appreciate that.
Have a good fourth, everybody.
Okay, we appreciate it. Thank you, Mike. Well, Ann, there's plenty of other issues that we could be discussing. This Hurricane Arthur, is it going to amount to anything? I haven't paid attention to it for about 24 hours.
Well, they think it's going to skim the coast, so they don't think it's going to do. But they don't know. You know, they have these models, and they have the European model, and we still haven't upgraded our models. The federal government has told the meteorologists that they have to use a cutout. That is, they take the map of the United States and they cut around it, and that's what they have to base their models on. They're not allowed to use the weather that is off the coast of the country or above in Canada or in Mexico. And you see that on the weather maps. You can see that all they show are the states.
I could see where the end user, the consumer, wouldn't be interested in weather other places, but I would think the scientists would make use of everything that could possibly impact weather, but they're prohibited from doing so?
They're prohibited, well, yeah. I've talked about this before. The federal government says, no, we're not. When they started making the models, that's what they said. You know, they're not interested in science and mathematics. You know, the government is the government. They just want to make it easy. And it costs less. I mean, if they had to put out weather buoys in the Pacific Ocean, you know, that would cost a lot of money. Well, we do put out weather buoys, but we don't know what the weather is.
They keep it to themselves.
No. The weather buoys, we have a fine system of buoys in the Pacific Ocean, especially over in Indonesia and around Australia.
Right.
But, you know, that doesn't give, you know, what they do here is they send up balloons. And now I guess they're going to start using drones. But they send up balloons and they watch the, you know, they know kind of what's coming in. And then they, for instance, here in Missouri, we look at what's happening in Nebraska and Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas. And so we kind of know what the weather's going to be. And they've set up a fine weather bug network. In fact, I was watching WGN weather with Tom Skilling yesterday. And he was showing weather bug pictures from North Carolina. You know, it's connected across the country. Well, we don't have weather bug off the coast of California. You know, there's nothing to mount it on. And so they, you know, what can I say? It was the government's decision that the models would be built just on the United States and not on anything else. The models have edge effects. That means that, you know, the edges are, well, they're wrong. And so it's really bad. And the Europeans aren't constrained that way. And so their weather models, and they're newer, too. They've gotten into the weather business after the models here were built. I mean, we built models a long time ago, 50 years
right.
ago.
Right.
And they haven't upgraded the education. For the last 50 years, the meteorologists have been taught how to use the models. I mean, they have to be able to read the output from the models and convert that into something that you and I can understand. And once in a while, they'll use terms like a low-level jet. You know, that probably is as obscure a jargon that we are going to get. But believe me, it's a very complicated system, and we're not training a meteorologist to look at the atmosphere. We don't have atmospheric physicists looking at the atmosphere. So they, you know, they'll do the best they can, and if it changes, they'll just say, well, we didn't see this coming, or, you know.
Right,
yeah.
Right. We had a caller here.
Oh, okay.
Let's take our caller. Jerry in Chicago. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John and Ann. Happy Independence Day, and this question's for Ann. What can somebody do to improve their immune system or get up to snuff against the tuberculosis that's coming across the border with the illegals and any other diseases?
Well, what can you do? If you have a good immune system, then that means you're eating the proper nutrients. You have to be aware of your body. You have to be aware of what your body needs. Now, what I do is that I go into a grocery store, and I usually start out in the produce section, and I just walk very slowly, and I sniff at every bin that I come to, and my body will tell me what I need to eat. The other day I went into Dierbergs and was walking along, and something smelled good. It was in the plum and peach and nectarine bins, and I didn't know which one it was, so I got down a little closer. They probably thought I was inspecting the fruit. And I discovered it was plum. My body wanted plums, so I bought a couple of plums. But you can do that. And the other thing is, most of this food that comes out of boxes that is packaged is not real food. It's chemicals. I mean, you won't find milk listed as an ingredient in the puddings that they sell you for your children's lunch. Do you understand what I'm saying? You just
Absolutely. I made this comment to somebody. I was at a grocery store, and I says, I remember the day when Ritz crackers used to have flour and wheat and milk and butter. And now everything is a chemical that's in there. So guess what? You don't eat Ritz crackers. In fact, for a snack, you know what I do is I make popcorn. I buy my popcorn at the health food store, and I cook it in coconut oil and Amish butter.
That's good. I like that, Jerry. Let me, something that will help you and help everybody, Jerry. We have Dr. Caudill on MD every other Tuesday, and he's made a very strong connection between elevated sugar levels, anything above 85, and a myriad of issues, which include, of course, reducing your immune system. So read the book Diabetes Solution by Dr. Bernstein and get yourself a Rely On device from Walmart that will measure your blood sugars. These things are less than $20, and they're very simple and work quite well. And if you can get your blood sugar down to 85, you will improve your immune system and help everything else regarding your health. So I think that's something that we can recommend for everybody.
Well, John, I'll be honest with you. I might have had a piece of cake and maybe a scoop of ice cream on it at a birthday party in the last 2 years. I mean, I don't eat.
Well, there's more to it than that. If you eat potatoes almost instantly turn to sugar.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. You need to read Bernstein's book. Many grains, if you eat a piece of a whole wheat bread, it almost instantly turns to sugar.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thanks for the advice.
Bernstein's book. Thank you for the call, Jerry. We appreciate it. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how supernatural silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 4th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. Under the section of Alternative Health and Survival Library, you'll find interesting free downloads, things you may not know even exist, an article on the dangers of microwave ovens, cooking with a microwave oven. It's an education, ongoing education, learning about this stuff. You'll also find an energy cleaner for sale. Now, I'm running a special sale to celebrate Independence Day until midnight tonight, so you've got from now until midnight tonight, the 4th day of July, to get an energy cleaner $25 off. So when you place your order, your credit card will be billed for $285, and I will refund $25 when I process the order. And that goes until midnight tonight. If you send a check or a money order, it has to be postmarked today's day to get the $25 discount. So check it out, the energy cleaner, at my website, thelibertyman.com. My second hour, 8 o'clock this morning, I'll be talking about electromagnetic pulse, what it is, what it can do, what it can't do, and how to mitigate. We will not have a guest, and that will be at 8 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. Link from my website, top right-hand side of my website, thelibertyman.com. And we're down to the last 8 minutes or so here to talk about anything that needs to be talked about.
Well, I just wanted to mention that there is a lot of concern about the fact that so many of the diseases, like the multi-drug resistant tuberculosis, are no longer treatable by antibiotics, and we may be entering a post-antibiotic era.
Right.
And that means that more people will die, and it isn't always that your immune system is up to snuff, because the sometimes a good immune system will attack. I mean, you will. Sometimes you become a victim of your own health.
Is that what they call a cytokine storm?
Yeah. But it's important. It's important to be healthy, spiritually and mentally and physically. And so, I do want to encourage people to take care of their bodies. Now, as far as the sugar goes, yeah, that's something that they have discovered, is that with the MERS coronavirus, that people who have diabetes or who have uncontrolled sugar levels in their blood are more likely to die from it.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do is, if you're getting A1C tests by your doctor, you need to tell that doctor that they have medicines. They have like 10 different medicines that they can give you to reduce your blood sugar level.
Well, and before you go any farther, you don't need any of those pharmaceutical products. Dr. Bernstein had juvenile diabetes, and he cured himself. He was an engineer and was debilitated and in the process of becoming an invalid and probably dying. When he figured out how to cure himself, he went on to become a medical doctor after already having been a graduate engineer, and he wrote a book titled Diabetes Solution. Diabetes is not a disease so much as a condition. You know, when you smack your thumb with a hammer in, is that a disease? No. It's a condition. It's a consequence of smacking your thumb with the hammer. Diabetes is not a disease so much as a condition that you give yourself by two things, what you eat and what you don't eat. And when you change what you eat and what you don't eat, you can cure yourself, and you don't need any pharmaceutical medications whatsoever. And frequently, the pharmaceutical products just make it worse, because the underlying cause of what you eat and what you don't eat is not being addressed. In fact, many, and I know this for a fact, many medical doctors recommend that their diabetic patients consume diet soda, which you can take a healthy 18-year-old champion athlete, have them drink a 2-liter bottle of diet soda every day for a month, and they will be diabetic. That's well known and well understood, if you look into it. So I have to disagree with you, Ann. I would say get Dr. Bernstein's book, read it, understand it, incorporate it into your life, and then act on it, and cure yourself. And these pharmaceutical products, they work on symptoms. They don't work on the root cause. The root cause is what people consume and what they don't consume. Please go ahead.
Well, people who have are having their A1C monitored by their doctor are often told to diet and exercise, change their diet and exercise.
But they aren't told what to, they are. You're right, but most of these medical doctors don't know how to recommend a proper diet. They really don't.
Well, okay. Maybe you want to recommend that they see a nutritionist also. But in any case, you can monitor your blood sugar. It's very inexpensive. Like John says, you can either get a meter or you can use a P-strip. And those are available over the counter. It's all anonymous. And you can check whether sugar is spilling over into your urine. And if it is, you are very susceptible to dying from MERS coronavirus. and you need to get that blood sugar under control immediately, because MERS coronavirus is here in the United States. We've already had 4 people who have caught it. Doesn't seem like a lot since May, June, in 2 months. But remember, this is an exponential curve, and it starts slow, and then it builds fast. They have found that bats are the natural carriers for the coronaviruses, and they found another SARS-like coronavirus in China, and what it's going to do. They know that people pick it up, and they haven't said whether people die from it yet. So there's another one on the runway, so to speak. There's another one that'll be lifting off and coming your way. I did want to speak briefly about the earthquakes. One of my analysts sent me an email, and I looked into it. Redlands, California, is by the Cajun Pass, we call it, but the Mexicans would call it Cajun Pass, and it's in Southern California. It's east of Los Angeles and San Diego, and it's on the San Andreas Fault. And so we get concerned because there's been 60, well, they call them tiny. They aren't tiny. The headline is tiny.
Right.
That sounds disingenuous to me. One of them was as big as a 4.7.
That's probably tiny, because in the original Richter scale, that'd be a 5.7.
Anyway, they've had a swarm of earthquakes at Redlands that they have recorded, and it is on the San Andreas Fault, and that part of the fault has not moved. I don't have the... It's supposed to slip every 150 years is the average, but you know what I think of an average.
Right.
Yeah, when we're talking geological events, average just doesn't cut it. So it could slip at any time. It's been a while since it slipped there. That could be a precursor for the great quake that people are waiting for that would spread up along the San Andreas Fault. So we want to give a heads up to the people in California, in Southern California, that they may be ready to fall into the ocean.
And I think we got the day off with Dr. Deagle today, I believe, don't we?
Yes.
I thought we did. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and we also are having a lot of earthquakes, big earthquakes, up in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska, and we're seeing more and more volcanoes become active. There's an active volcano in the center of Africa, and so there is a lot of volcanic and seismic activity, especially around the Ring of Fire, which would circle the Pacific Ocean. There was an earthquake. I think it was a 5, close to a 5. Oops.
We're out of time, Ann.
Well, John, happy Independence Day.
It's happy Independence Day to you. Thank you very much. That's it for the day. That's it for the week here at Republic Broadcasting. I'll be back in an hour on Blog Talk. Go to my website. Click on the Blog Talk live, listen live link. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms ammunition. Have a fun, safe weekend, and God bless America.